Ladies and gentlemen, we present the TV Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. All television stations operate a foreign news service. With Troutbridge Television, the news doesn't come from a staff of reporters abroad. It's usually a dodgy old bit of muckraking which has been included in a letter from a relative of Mr. Pertwee's living in the rough section of Cairo.
That, Mr. Boyle, is a great big fib. No Pertwee ever committed anything to paper in his life. We can't. None of us can write.
That's possible. However, every now and then a story from abroad is big enough to send out a film unit to cover it. And that's what the Deputy Controller, Henry Povey, is contemplating this morning.
Hello? Povey speaking.
Foreign Office here. Horatio Singleton Trent speaking.
Oh, in that case, hello, hello, hello.
Oh, yes, yes, terribly droll. I just ran up to confirm that we've contacted the Pataniland Embassy, and they've agreed to use sending a unit out there to cover their election.
Oh, splendid, splendid.
Well, it wasn't easy. You know what these foreign chaps are like when they have an election, old man. Half of them are walking about with bombs in their pockets, and the other half are chopping up trams and blowing up the gasworks.
But there aren't any trams or gasworks in Pataniland.
Precisely. See what I mean? I'm arranging for the results to be sent to you by special messenger, and you can pass them on to the chap you're sending out there.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm just about to brief the production team who will be going.
Are you? Well, warn them to take their own wallop, won't you? The local brew tastes like sewing machine oil, with a dash of bath salt in it. Mind you, it doesn't half cheer you up a bit.
I can imagine.
At one official function out there, one of the chaps from our embassy stripped off to his long underpants, nipped up onto the roof of Government House, then started running up and down, shouting, "Look, chaps, I'm Roger Bannister!"
Good grief, I most certainly warn them. Thank you very much.
Not at all. One likes to be humane. Goodly bye!
Goodly bye. Yeah, I mean, goodbye. Yes, Vera?
Did you want some coffee from the trolley lady?
Oh, yes, please.
Black or white?
Black, please.
Any sugar?
Two, please.
Oh, what a shame.
What do you mean, what a shame?
She went 10 minutes ago.
Oh, never mind. Go down to the canteen and get me one, and then get one for yourself as well.
Oh, that man, thanks.
But why the blistering places didn't you ask me before?
You were chatting on the old blower. Oh, I've just remembered the chipmunks are waiting.
Who?
The production team, Les, Jonesy, and Stevie.
Oh, well, ask Les, Jonesy, and Stevie to come in.
All right, then.
Morning, sir.
Oh, definitely it is, sir, yes. Incidentally, sir, that's jolly good coffee the trolley lady serves on this floor.
Mm. Yeah, much better than the brown glue they dollop out on our floor.
I'm glad you were satisfied. I didn't get any.
Oh, then why didn't you ask us, sir? One of us would have lent you fourpence till payday.
Oh, never mind. Now, listen. The Director General of TTV has been on the old blower. I mean the phone. And you are to go out to Pataniland to cover the elections there. It's the first time they've had their vote since their independence, of course.
How are we to go out there, sir?
Well, as you know, the Director General is Rear Admiral Ironbridge, retired. And he's arranged for you to have a lift in a destroyer that's going near Pataniland.
Near Pataniland? I mean, does that mean we have to swim the last bit?
If I had my way, yes. Now, you know what's wanted. Apart from the election, I want you to capture as much of the local atmosphere as possible.
Yes, and from what I remember of the local atmosphere out there, that won't be too difficult. Trying to get away from it's the problem.
Yes, every hootiful is liable to be an ooh, nasty.
Quite. I think we'd better take Johnson with us as well as Goldstein, sir. We're liable to need two cameramen.
Oh, what?
Well, you know Goldstein, sir. He'll probably strike for powerful pong money or something.
Yes. All right, then. You can take the pair of them. It'll all help to make life quieter here.
When are we due to land in Pataniland, sir?
In a fortnight. You should be there 2 days before the election.
Pity we couldn't have gone earlier, really. I might have put myself up for election.
What as? An independent nit?
We're not going there to vote, sir.
Oh.
We're not Ellie Beach.
Well, Edgley, Edgley, Edgley,
We're not legible.
Legible?
He means we've been written off. Don't worry, Mr. Purvis. I'll try and explain the position to him during the voyage.
Well, it won't be nearly long enough, but good luck to you all the same.
You leave it to us, sir.
Unfortunately, I have no alternative.
Well, there she is, sir. There she is, the tarny lad. Gateway to absolutely flaming nothing.
I say, it's been a long time since we were here, hasn't it? It's almost like coming home.
Yes, it was then and all, sir. When you were navigating officer and we thought we were coming home, it usually turned out to be here.
Well, can I help it if Admiralty used to put dodgy compasses aboard?
It wasn't a dodgy compass we suffered from. It was a dodgy navigating officer.
I like that. You call me dodgy. You ought to have heard the one they've got on this destroyer. If I hadn't put him right after I'd had a look at his chart, we'd have got...
Quick! On the way to the bridge, sir. It's probably too late already. After Mr. Phillips has chatted them, that lump of land we're looking at is probably Clacton.
No, it's not, you know. No, it's all right, Pertwee. Come back. I can see a notice board. It is Putani land.
You see, Leslie knows what he's doing. I'm not just a vacant face, you know.
You could have fooled me.
Mind you, it's the wrong side of Putani land, but it is Putani land.
I'll just nip back up on the bridge and give the navigating officer a hand with the docking.
Oh, I don't think you need bother.
Oh, nonsense, sir. Common courtesy. After all, we've been here before in Trugbridge. I know how to dock here. I've done it dozens of times.
Yes, that's true, sir.
You can still see the dents in the dock.
Mr. Pertwee, this is Putani land, and I hardly feel that one can call 50 foot of crumbling timber stuck out in the water a dock.
Possibly not, sir, but it's their best offer, isn't it, Mr. Phillips? Mr. Phillips. Blaze.
Ooh. Blaze.
Peekaboo! Mr. Phillips, come down from the bridge at once!
Excuse me, sir. Too late.
He just can't resist it, can he?
I'm sorry about that, you chaps. I just can't understand it. They must have rebuilt the jetty since we were here last.
With your navigation, Mr. Phillips, they probably had to.
Let's get ashore. I think the reception committee is waiting.
What? Look, who on earth is that chap down there? I've never seen so many medals. In that get-up, he must be advertising something. I wonder if I were to tell him it washes whiter than it forces the grey in, with its unique tumbler action as it beats, it cleans all round the house down to the last chewy cent. I wonder if I told him all that, I'd get a free packet that's worth double.
Well, hardly. Unless I'm mistaken, that's our old friend, Sub-Lieutenant General Samuel Pepys Washington Burt of the Putani Land Navy.
Tell me, so it is. Watch out, Sammy boy!
Pertwee, remember your decorum.
With pleasure, sir. I didn't bring one with me. Can't even play the perisher.
Well, that's ridiculous. I thought everybody knew how to play it. Shall we go ashore, sir?
That was the idea of coming out here. Lead the way, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, I'll go and collect Johnson and Goldstein, sir.
Right. Now, steady as you go, Mr. Phillips. Don't try and do the twist as you go down the gangplank.
Oh, very funny, sir. I'm perfectly all right as long as I don't look down and see all the water below me and... Oh, sir. Would you mind carrying me the last bit? I've just looked at Leslie's tootsies and I feel all of a...
Do you? Well, be a big, brave boy and carry on. You're nearly ashore.
Greetings and truly fine and magnificent first-class welcome to Putani land. Sunny old yours.
Oh, thanks.
1001, how do you do it all round, to be sure? And who is your green mushed old mate with the elastic legs?
My green... Oh, this is Mr. Phillips, our film director. He'll be all right now we're ashore. Very nice to see you here, sir.
Oh, now, why is this? I, yours truly in person, myself, have been here all the time. You lot are the odd Herberts who left. No. You are not making sense, I'm thinking.
Now, just a minute. Who is he calling an odd Herbert? I may be a ridiculous Leslie, but I'm not an odd Herbert.
That is a matter of opinion.
Gangway, please.
Let the workers ashore, please.
And we all know who that is.
Not that I'm complaining, mind, except that from here on, I want it clearly understood that I'm entitled to stinking hot, practically steaming hardship money. Any argument and I'm staying aboard.
Oh, stop yakking, Goldstein. Get your photographical equipment in. Your photographical equipment. Get all your gear ashore, quick.
Well, this way, Tilly, gentlemen, as soon as you've been through our truly dilapidated old custom shed, I shall personally myself escort you to your regrettably damp and disgusting digs.
We're talking about custom. But you didn't know custom last time we were here.
Last time we were in the Navy.
Ah, exactly. This time we cop. It will take an incredibly short but highly profitable time. Follow me, tell it, gentlemen all.
Show me. It won't take long, he said. 3 minutes later, we've been through customs, and we've got no cameras, no films, and nearly no Pertwee.
Ah, yes, I don't think you came under the heading of contraband. You were on the other list.
What other list?
A truly fine and magnificent undesirable alien.
Yes. The fact remains, what do we do now? The destroyer's gone, so we can't get home again. But with no equipment, there's very little point in staying here.
Well, I have a nasty suspicion Sub-Lieutenant General Samuel Pepys Washington Burke will think of something, sis. When we were having the lift of these things in the taxi he supplied, I saw something through the iron bars. Taxi my foot. Black Mariah, more like.
What was it you saw through the bars?
A poster on the wall, sir.
Poster?
Yes, sir. An election poster. It said, vote for Samuel Pepys Washington Burt, if you value your life.
Lummy.
Perhaps he's put his name down as a candidate in order to get out of the Bataniland Navy.
More likely he intends to use the Bataniland Navy to make sure he gets in.
Now, I don't like it. The atmosphere on the whole island is extremely tense. Unless I'm very much mistaken, a revolution could break out any time.
Tons of big pardons for incredibly top old banging racket. Long live the revolution, Bong Ho.
Now, look here.
Permit me to introduce my election campaign manager and jolly personal chum of long standing when not sitting down. Lieutenant Managing Director Harold Goldpole.
Bong Ho.
Bong Ho.
Both together.
At once?
Of course.
Why not?
Bong Ho.
Now, just a minute. What's going on?
Oh, there is no cause for alarm, sir. Just panic. Bataniland is now under military law for the duration of the revolution.
Which could be for a delightful and quite ghastly old time. Please collect your uniforms at the reception desk.
Uniforms? Yes, uniforms. You are now conscripted into the reserve of Bataniland's statty old navy. You will take command of our one and only but practically antique gunboat, the Popperdum.
The Popperdum? What, that thing? Look, we've seen it. If you try to float it in a bath, it would go down the plug hole.
This way, please. Order must be restored, and what better than a few 6-inch all-whizzing shells with the all-powerful bang on the end to do it, huh?
But this is ridiculous. We don't even know whose side we're on.
Oh, that is quite simple. Mine.
Ours.
Or else.
I wish to protest to the British ambassador.
Oh, by all means, sir, by all means. You can chat him up like anything once you get aboard the Popperdum.
Aboard?
Yes. He is your chief stoker.
This way, please.
Well, a right pickle it is, I must say. Here we are, stuck in the middle of a revolution, and I didn't start it.
Well, you know how I feel, don't you, Tappy?
No, that's all.
And I'll tell you, I'm not happy. I'm not, you know. I have considered the matter most carefully, and there's no doubt about it. Fatso is not happy.
All right, you two, all right. Into this cabin, quick. Mr. Murray wants a word with us.
Hmm?
Well, none of those potty tarny landers are about.
What's up?
Inside, and you'll find out.
Oh, you found them. Good man. Shut the door, Mr. Phillips.
Why, sir? I can't feel a draft, and a bit of fresh air wouldn't do this cabin any...
Shut it! Don't want anyone to overhear what I'm saying.
Oh, silly Leslie.
Now then, gentlemen, as I see it, we've...
Just a minute. Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips!
Hey, what?
Take your fingers out of your ears, sir. When Mr. Murray said he didn't want anyone to overhear, he didn't mean you.
Oh, sorry, pardon.
Thank you, Pertwee. Now, as I see it,
The only thing we can do is to try to make a break for it with this ship.
But how can we, sir? Old Washington Bert has declared marital law. In his... What's more, his sidekick, Harold Golf Ball, is on board to keep an eye on us with what the biggest blunderbuss I've ever seen.
Yes, mind you, if he ever fired it, he'd probably put himself in orbit.
Yes. Possibly, sir, but it's a risk I don't intend to help him take. I don't want no pot shots at Pertwee.
Well, if it was to be a pot shot, it would have to be at Fatso.
Isn't it marvelous? Isn't it marvelous? Here we are in the middle of a revolution. Conscripted into a foreign navy with a walking cannon on board, and Mr. Murray starts coming out with jolly cheeks and whimsical wheezes. Well, I, for one, don't intend to back.
And neither do I.
No, nor me. And I didn't understand it in the first place.
Oh, didn't you, Goldstein?
No.
It was a play on words. Now, I've had a word with the stoker. I mean, His Excellency the British Ambassador. And he agrees that our best plan is to run for it in this ship. We've arranged it for tonight. He's going to take his jacket off and start stoking up a full head of steam about midnight.
Let's hope the coal was delivered in diplomatic bags. Did you get that? I said I hope they delivered
it. Tell me, there's another one at it now.
I like mine better.
I didn't. And I didn't understand Mr. Phillips' remark either. That's the trouble with the English, no sense of humour.
Now, a good Welsh joke will have you in stitches for weeks.
Oh, for crying out there, Belter!
Now, look, has anybody worked out how we can avoid being clobbered by 2-ton of lead shot out of that old golf ball's misguided missile?
Yeah, I think so. That's why we make a break at midnight. In case you hadn't noticed, Washington Bird always arrives on the dock with Mr. Golf Ball sandwiches at that time, and Hungry Harold nips down the gangplank to get him. Now, the point is this. The moment Mr. Golf Ball charges down the gangway for his grub tonight, we untie the gangway and put to sea as fast as the Poppadom's boilers will allow.
Which, if I'm any judge, will be about half a knot, won't it? British Ambassador permitting?
I don't like it. I don't like it. No, it's fraught. That's what it is, it's fraught. Whilst that old golf ball has got that great cannon in his mitt, it's frightfully, frightfully fraught.
Well, couldn't we wait until help comes from home, sir?
No, Johnson. The way things are, I doubt if the British government even knows what's going on.
No comment, sir. Absolutely no comment at all.
Yeah, very wiretappy, but it would help if they were to find out.
Gunboat!
Then boxing, I say!
Oh, give over, Edie, do!
Order! Order! Will the honourable member tell us where the British ambassador to Futali Land is now?
Yes, all right. Noisy lot. My friend.
Hooray!
Thank you, Selwyn. My friend, I am delighted that the honorable member has asked that question with regard to the British ambassador to Bhutani Land Safety. A question which is in the hearts of each and every one of us today. Thank you. And believe me, nationalization is no solution. Ban the bomb, they say. Stop this insane closing of the railways, they say. But my friend, the truth of the matter lies deeper than this. We must search into our own lives. What was the question again, I
Ben Boxing! Stop the barbaric expedition!
No, not that one. The stinker old Fred in the sports jacket came up with.
What happened to the British ambassador to Patoniland?
Oh, yes, that's him. Good man, Fred. See you for squash afterwards. Now then, latest reports indicate a full-scale revolution has broken out. And at present, the British ambassador is a prisoner aboard the Patoniland frigate, the Poppadom. Yes, it is a pity, but there it is.
Send the gun, Bilt.
Oh, dear, you know you're worse than Edie in her blasted boxing. My friends, the situation is well in hand.
Resign!
I consider that. However, I've since decided to send every ship of the fleet in those waters to rescue the ambassador and some chaps from the television who are also being held prisoner on the beastly thing. My word, she does go on, doesn't she? One track mind, you know, that's her trouble.
Gangplank, then. I think I can hear Harold Sandwiches approaching.
Ahoy there, and bung home, my journey finance blended on me. Dodgy old grub is now most disgustingly up.
1,000 and possibly one more, thank you kindly, all round. Oh. I shall descend in one enormous great full tilt on the rickety but faithful gangplank to collect your present of evil tasting old rubbish on its plate.
Vote for Washington Bird.
Who else?
Bung home!
Right, there he goes. Let go, gangplank. Let go, gangplank, sir. Well, I'm not holding it. Quick, up on the bridge. Lummy, what was that? That's how his blast-off time for our old golf ball. He pulled the trigger and then went for a swim.
Yes, but where's that big lump of dock gone?
Well, ask Arrows. It's either in the water with him or approaching the moon by now.
Come on, you chaps. Full steam ahead.
What? Oh, yes, yes. Let go aft, let go forward.
We've already done that, sir.
Oh, how clever of us. Now, full ahead, both.
Full ahead, both it is, sir.
Steady at that. And, right hand up a bit.
Steady at that. Right hand up a bit, it is, sir.
Very, very neat. With one clout from the stern, Mr. Phillips has demolished the rest of the dock and deposited Washington Bert in the drink.
Well, a chap does his best, you know.
Well, let's face it, Mr. Phillips, that it was a pure blind coincidence, but flaming handy all the same.
Who the blazes?
Greetings and latchings of how do you do it all around. And what the truly fine and magnificent blazes is going on.
Darling, who's she?
Who cares? Cool. The sarong is ended, but the legs don't half linger on.
Mr. Phillips, concentrate on your navigation.
All right, all right. It's not going to be easy. Now then, let's see.
Yes, sir?
With the longitude on the wane and the latitude being give or take an inch, and taking the cost of living as being only on even dates, I'd say what we need now is...
Yes, sir?
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, it is.
Now then, madam, who are you?
I am the candidate of the true blue up the workers' long live and remarkables and his bronzy bite party.
Then I jolly well hope you get in.
Oh, I jolly aim is to put a deafeningly disastrous old end to the chances of my tatty old opponent, Samuel Pepys Washington Bert.
Yeah, oh, quiet. But what's your name?
Mrs. Samuel Pepys Washington Bert.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Oh, by Jove, yes. Very nice.
That's not what I meant, madam. Look, I'm trying to explain. Help!
The old fool has got his blunderbuss working again.
Of course he hasn't. That was a shell from one of those ships out there.
Where?
Hand the boat! There's nothing in Pertwee's contract that says he has to hang about when he's been shot at.
Pertwee, grab that August lamp and flash this signal.
All right, sir.
My bet is that's the British fleet out there trying to rescue us.
And all I can say is they've got a flaming funny way of doing it. Come on, quick, sir. Send the signal.
Right, send this. We surrender unconditionally. Ambassador aboard.
Well, go on, Pertwee.
I can't.
Why not? You've forgotten your Morse code?
No, sir, but I can't spell surrender unconditionally or ambassador.
I'm willing to try.
Well, do so, quick, or we'll never get back home.
Get on with it, man.
Left hand down a bit. And mind you don't bang the boot on the marker boy.
Just as you say, sir.
We seem to be getting a hero's welcome.
Well, it could hardly have escaped anyone's notice we were coming. With an escort of 3 battleships, 4 frigates, 2 destroyers and a cruiser, sir.
I wonder if old Thunderguts will be on the dock waiting for us.
Well, knowing old Thunderguts, I'd say he's probably been on the dock waiting for us ever since we left.
Yeah, you're probably right, sir.
Look, there he is, sitting on that bollard.
Well, we've been away over a month. He's probably tired. Well, who are those chaps with him there? Looks like the Admiral and the Director General, old Ironbridge.
Blimey, so it is. You take it easy as we got, Mr. Phillipson. Mm-hmm. There's a sight too much top brass about.
You leave it to me. Coming in now.
Coming in now, sir.
Easy.
Easy, sir.
Easy.
Easy.
Bit more.
Bit more, sir.
Bit more.
Bit more, sir.
Bit more. Too much. Back a bit and stop engine.
Back a bit and stop engine, sir.
Hey, all and sundry British buds. Here is a fine old how do you do. You have damaged Puttanyland's fine and practically sinking old gunboat. We demand full and preferably in cash compensation.
But this is ridiculous.
Possibly, but I have a feeling that our next business of the bridge will be even more so.
Yeah, you're right, sir. And here they come. Huckleberry Owl, Yogi Bear, and Boo Boo.
After you, Admiral.
Certainly not. After me.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a ticket. Yes, yes. Perfectly right. Capital thinking, yes.
Shut up, Ironbridge, you old fool. Well, where are these idiots who pinched this boat?
I rather think you mean us, sir. We've just escaped from the Puttanyland Revolution.
Have you, by George?
No, by boat. this one here.
I just knew he'd say it.
Yes, bound to, yes. Yes, absolutely certain I'd say yes, yes. Completely unavoidable, yes, yes.
Say what?
Oh, for goodness sake. Gentlemen, please, where's the film? I've got a fast car waiting to rush it back to the studios. We postponed a program in the hope that we can get it processed and show it tonight.
Oh, what a shame.
Shame? What a shame. What are you talking about?
Well, sir, we didn't take any.
Didn't take any?
No, no. That's what he said. No, no. Heard him distinctly. Yes.
Ironbridge!
Yes, Admiral.
Put a sock in it.
You see, Mr. Povey, the Puttanyland Customs impounded our cameras.
That is most deliciously correct. That is Puttanyland Customs. We nick goods and use them. It is a splendid and jolly fine arrangement.
There come the Pertwees. Never thought of it first.
Admiral, with your agreement, these men will take the ship and this lady back to Puttanyland at once. They will then collect their equipment and return with it immediately.
Oh, good idea. Can't waste much more time messing about here anyway. They'll be open in 5 minutes. Coming for a quick one, Armbridge?
Yes, yes, love to, yes. Yes, for pleasure, yes, yes.
Oh, very well. Some other time, then. Coming, Povey?
I am, sir. Get going, the lot of you.
But look, sir, we can't.
No arguments. Get going the moment we get ashore, and that's an order. After you, Admiral.
Who is? Hmm? Oh, don't bother. I'll go first.
Yes, yes. Only right, yes, yes.
Povey.
Yes, sir. Hit him.
Yes. Mind the gangway, Admiral.
Of course I shall. It's mine. I say, she's moving. Didn't they like it here?
They didn't have any choice, sir. I'll teach them to spend a month away and come back without so much as a...
Oh. Oh, good grief.
Well, now what's the matter?
Stop. They must be stopped. Come back.
What the blaze is for?
They must. I shall be ruined. Oh, pity poor Povey. I completely forgot him.
Forgot who?
The British ambassador. He's still down below, stoking himself stupid. Stop. Come back, I say. Stop. Stop.
That was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray doing an unfortunate to the TV laugh written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the floor manager, Leslie Phillips was the director, Stephen Murray was the producer, Henry Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Harold Golfball was Michael Bates, Samuel Pepys Washington Burt was Ronnie Barker, Mrs. Washington Burt was Janet Brown, and the Admiral was played by Terniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.
John Pertwee is now appearing in See You Inside at the Duchess Theatre, London.